vachitaura pamusangano waitwa kuHarare Agricultural.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 28 kuNcwabakazi 2023 ngoGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje kuyaxokozela iZimbabwe kulandela impumelo yokhetho ecothozwa ngabaningi loba isekelwa ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lebandla lakhe. Abamabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo kwele Botswana sebelobele inhlanganiso ye-Southern African Development Community esithi kumele kubizwe umhlangano wesiphangiphangi we-Extraordinary Summit kukhulunywe ngempumela yokhetho lweZimbabwe. Kuyingcwethi ezicubungula ezombuzazwe lamagweda abazimeleyo abathi kumele ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change liphanyeke udaba lwempumela yokhetho emthethwandaba ngesiphangiphangi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Abamabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo kwele Botswana sebelobele inhlanganiso ye-Southern African Development Community besithi kumele kubizwe umhlangano wesiphangiphangi we-Extraordinary Summit kukhulunywe ngempumela yokhetho leZimbabwe okunqobe uMnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa. Intethelo zindaba ye-Studio 7 umqondisi Dube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHaberon kwele Botswana.
Abamabandla aphikisayo angaphansi komayano we-Umbrella for Democratic Change balobele uMnumzana Elias Makhosi unobhala jikelelwe SADC besithi kumele kulungisiswe udaba lokhetho eZimbabwe. Umkhokheli webandla le-UDC kuphalamende uMnumzana Dithapelo Kewarapetsi uthi kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuba i-SADC yenze umhlangano lo.
We call on SADC to convene an emergency summit.
Sithi akubele umhlangano ngesiphangiphangi ozakelwa inkokheli yamazwe aweSADC ukuze kukhulunyiswane phezu kodaba lweZimbabwe ukhetho olube yinhlekisa ngamafitshane akade kungela khetho. UKiorapetsi uthi umhlangano lo kumele uthaphe imbono kazulu kweleZimbabwe ukuze kutholakale indlela yokuya phambili.
The summit should accordingly engage Zimbabwe.
Umhlangano weSADC kumele ube lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kodwa kanye nabezombusazwe kukhangele ukuthi kuqhutshwe olunye ukhetho olutsha oluzabe lulandela imithetho yokubumba ukhetho oluqondileyo.
Kodwa ibandla eliphikisayo kwele Zambia le-Socialist Party lithi alihambelani lombono wamabandla akwele Botswana. Umsekeli kanobhala jikelele we-Socialist Party uMnumzana Antonio Manza ekhuluma lomsakazo lo uthe bayamukela ukukhethwa kukamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa.
And we find it very strange that an opposition political party in another country would want to push an agenda to fight the outcome.
Thina sithi i-SADC ingakutshayi ndiva lokhu okucelwa ngamabandla aphikisayo kwele Botswana. Siyazi ukuthi amazwe angentshonalanga kade efuna ukuthi kube lotshintsho kuhulumende weZimbabwe.
Abacubungula ezombusazwe bathi kababoni ukuthi umanyano we-SADC uzathatha inyathela bani noma nje iqula lenhlanganiso leli khombe ukuthi ukhethwe eZimbabwe belungakhululekanga. Enye yalezi ncwethi ezimeleyo nguMnumzana Zenzo Moyo.
Ngokubona kwami ngicabanga ukuthi i-report noma ngithi mina i-final report ye-observation yabo izabe isingathi ithe toned down a bit, ingafani ngamashela leyo ebhalwe i-preliminary report. Ngicabanga ukuthi kulamanye amagama abazawatshintsha bawasebenzise angathi alobu diplomacy phakathi, izatshintsha kancane okuza kwenza ama heads of state bangayiboni ngendlela leyo abantu abacabanga ukuthi bazoyibona ngakhona.
Iqula labahlole ukhetho lweZimbabwe bengaphansi komyalo we-SADC abelikhokhelwa nguMnumzana Nevas Mumba wakele Zambia lichothoze indlela oluqhutshwe ngayo. Bathe lwephule isisekelo sombuso weZimbabwe njalo leziqondiso zokuqhuba ukhetho emazweni akuzansi kwezwekazi le-Africa. IZimbabwe Electoral Commission ithe uMnangagwa uthole amavoti aphezu kwengxenye ekhulwini, i-52%, kwathi uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa oyibandla le-Citizen Coalition for Change wathola ayisilinganiso sowamachumi amane lane ekhulwini, i-44%. Mnangagwa utshele intatheli zindaba eHarare ngesonto ukuthi uyajabula kakhulu ukuthi ukhethiwe, njalo wagcizelela ukuthi ukhetho belukhululekile okumangalisayo, kodwa uChamisa uthi kaluqhutshwanga ngemfanelo. Ngumqondisi Dube wendaba ze-Studio 7 ngisabron kwele Botswana.
Kule ngcwethi yesicubungulayo zombusazwe lamagweda azimeleyo athi Kumele ibandla le Citizens Coalition for Change liphanyike udaba lwempumela yokhetho emthethwandaba ngesiphangiphangi ukuze kwazakale ingqubekela phambili. Kodwa ibandla leZANU-PF lithi akulabo ufakazi obuveza ukuthi ukhetho lolu aluqhutshwanga ngemfanelo. Kubika uMlondolozi Ndlovu.
Igqwetha elizimeleyo uMnumzana Thedas Ncube uthi ibandla eliphikisayo kumele liphanyeke udaba lolu emthethwandaba ngokushesha.
Abamabandla aphikisayo nxa bengavumelani lempumelo yokhetho amadala akhona, amadala ayenzelwa khonoko. Kodwa nxa behambe emadale behambe bele case, ngoba bengahamba bengela case bengela lobufakazi bakhonoko abathi yikho kwenza impumelo yokhetho bengayivumi, bazadliwa. Ngesilungu kuthiwa he who alleges must prove.
Lokhu kusekele ngelinye igqwetha uMnumzana Kudakwashi Ndebele, yena othi kumele baye emthethwandaba becele uZulu ukhetho luphindwe.
Vele into esikisele ngani kuthiwa bayavuma kubuyele kurizani kuphela kube ngaba presidential election, presidential kuphela nje, kungabi nabo MP labo councillor. Kubonakala ophumayo ukuthi ngubani phakathi kwabo bobabili labo kuphela nje mathupha, ngoba hayi singafunga i-court isikhathi futhi ilizwe lokhu liyabelingakabuyeli, liyabelilokhu libuyele emuva.
UMnumzana Joyce Ngwenya, ingcweti ecubuka ezombusazwe ezimele, uthi kulobufakazi obuningi obuvezwa ukuba ukhetho lolu kaluqhutshwanga ngemfanelo.
Umumo lomkhathi wezombusazwe kukakhulu mayelana lokhetho olusanda kwedlula kawumanga kuhle lapha eZimbabwe. Ye, abasekeli bomnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa bathi umongameli wabo unqobile. Kolunye uhlangothi abasekeli bebandla eliphikisayo elikamnumzana uNelson Chamisa bayala. Kukhanya njengoba yena uChamisa esekelwa yiSADC, i-EU le-AU, sekuqonde khona emadaleni ukuze kuguqulwe impumelelo yokhetho.
Umnumzana Ashley Funye, ingcweti kwezombusazwe ezimeleyo, uthi kumele ibandla le-CCC lithole ubufakazi obuqotho kunhlanganiso i-Southern African Development Committee. Kodwa ilunga le-ZANU-PF uMnumzana Mabutho Moyo uthi akunabufakazi obuveza ukuthi ukhetho kaluqhutshwanga kahle.
Hayi, lokho vele kuyize. Ngabantu nje abaphomba ukuzama ukubambelela etshanini, akulanto ekhona, into abayikhulumayo ayilala evidence. Lokho esithi imali ama-V11 abalawo. Kodwa bebethwithuba lokuthi bebe lama-polling agents kuma stations wonke eZimbabwe. Nxa bezehlulekile, hayi lakho abakwenzayo ikupepetha nje okungayindawo. Yindaba bengathi barigiwe kobulawayo lapha abawine khona ama-council lamamemba of parliament wonke. Angezwa yena oyedwa owinileyo ekhethweni lakobulawayo othi election leyo irigiwe.
UMnumzana Promise Mkhwananzi, isikhulume se-CCC, uyakuphikisa lokhu.
Kabekezele, kodwa sonke sibe kwazi ukuthi asisaphindi sibuyele kuZimbabwe lesiyiyo before the 23rd of August 2023. Lapho esiya khona sesiya phambili, akusoze kuphinde kufana nelizwe lazi, ngisoze to never be the same again after the 23rd of August. Ngenxa yokuthi uMnangagwa kawina.
Enye njalo ingcwethi kwezombusazwe uMnumzana Nkosana Dlamini uthi kusobala ukuba akulalutho oluzaphuma emthethwandaba, ngakho ke abantu kabajengisele emgwaqweni besola okwenziwa ikhomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission.
Ukujengisela ezitaladeni yisona sigqokoqela okwamanje, yilucebo okwamanje.
Umanyano we-MTC Alliance owakhokhelwa nguMnumzana Nelson Chamisa waphanyeka impumela yokhetho emthethwandaba ngomnyaka ka-2018. Idale Constitutional Court lathi uMnangagwa nguye owanqoba kukhetho. Ngimele i-27 ngiseharare ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Silokhu sikudaba olufanayo, ibandla le-United Zimbabwe Alliance elikhokhelwa ngunkosikazi Elizabeth Valario oncindise kukhetho lokudinga umongameli lithi ukhetho lolu belungakhululekanga, ngakho alusoze libe lethemba lempumelo yalo. Ukhetho lolu lusolwe ngamanye amabandla ezombusazwe kuqela LSCC, LMDCT, lanxa eleZANU-PF lisithi belukhululekile. Asizweni umbono kaMnumzana Chilumbu Mudenda, olilunga leMthokazi Republic Party ephatheke kulolu khetho.
UChamisa akatshengisa ukuthi ulama V11 forms to produce as evidence yokuthi warigwa. There is nothing of that nature. What happened is that the ZANU-PF rigged the delimitation process and other electoral process. So wonke lokho akula evidence. Irregularities, that's, those are technical issues. So it's a wastage of time, especially in the government paper candidate. Oof, about for the ECCC. The new hope would be able to keep his ZANU-PF to do that. That is what we record. But the outcome remains the same. What is needed, you put it, yes, can't do that, Monzora. Application yake court to nullify the proclamation get my election. The CC was found supporting Israel PF on the other hand. They said my election should not be cancelled. It's unconstitutional.
Ulobu Fagazivani, Obobuti, Ivan Dale CCC, Alila Mavi Levin, Loguem Tetrandabago Sose, Wupati.
Ulobu Fagazi would have displayed the Amazon level forms, the one I've been with media, Aulanda. And we are who far as what we went in there, we didn't see the Amakansi candidate. Why in Yama agent? Where is he going to get those relevant forms? Evidence.
Guys, Silo Loto Evangelist, CC, Elichonjalo, Sponile in Sanganiso, Zomshaba, Les Guzwegas, Le Africa, the city, Ayuketololo, Alupuchang and Fanny.
Nina M. Fumerana, you would see who cared of the always in Babu Alzagalu. Lose free and fair. But the opposition was not supposed to wait for our observers to come and determine what the delimitation process was flawed. The opposition would have led the process. You advocate, no, we cannot get into this election because of these flawed processes.
Njengoba sokwenzakele kuyina abangakwenza kathesi
ama MPs nqazo ukuthi bona baqinisele ukuthi uketo azinanga kwabe kuhle bengahambe ephakathi. They must be in solidarity with the masses. Sase sonke beyichiza ZANU-PF ukuthi i-political action yefunakala. Last time in 2013 uTsvangirai walwa bacela uJabisa laba ukuthi no lingasaye eParliament njengoba izani ichonjile uketo. But ungaqali njenga siyahamba it's our constitutional right. So within the opposition that some now they are being delayed ukuthi bebu inauguration. Is wasting our time. They denounced that. So that's the same scenario.
Njengebandla lemthakazi Republic Party lina lithini ngalokho kwenzakele. Lalabo abanye benu abancintisileyo abanganqobanga. Sibonile kodwa lezaphulene lisile ukuthatha nje isihlalo eso.
Second genocide origin emathebeleleni ebangelwa ngama opposition parties angakhulumi iqiniso beloko beqila abantu bakithi from 2000 besithi zizayikhipha izandla bebuye bekhulume ngendaba zegupura hunzi nxa zesemathebeleleni nxa bengibo ngala bakhulumi ngendaba yegupura hunzi yibo kathesi abarobhiweyo abantu bemathebeleleni emashonaland they voted for ZANU-PF sasibatshela ukuthi abantu labeli batrustayo kwabasozi belicenter only what you are doing is to help their representatives their bootleakers abasemathebeleleni ababayengayo ukuthivotenisise ngama MPs behamba zisiyatshontsha Council self-determination agenda is the only solution to the predicaments, to the situation pervading our cities as the people of Matebelele. Nyebandla kuphela elikokelwa umkhosi moyo. Yilo kuphela elive revolutionary agenda that is orchestrated to restore what belongs to us. Lokho kwamabandla weMpumalanga is the wastage of time. Ye abazivotelanga but we don't blame them again because of the confusion. Abalaba laba abafuna ukuthonja izimali emakhansilini. Yibo abarobha abantu bakithi.
Kodwa ubona ingani ibandla le-MRP kuningi elingakuguqula ngokuba sephalamende nakumakhansili kuphela.
We are equipped by the constitutional provision of devolution of power. Siyabe silamandla okucontrola izigaba zethu without the interference of the central government. So nxa sikuma-councils will be determining everything. Sesikwazi ukuthi if we have got a hotel in Victoria Falls, that hotel must employ abantu bona fide abantu be-Victoria Falls, abantu be-Wange 7906. Ongayezikonoko ihotela leyo ayithuthi ihambe eHarare. We have got the right to revoke ama operators license to any company area operator within our area of jurisdiction. So sikuma-councils and iParliament already there is a certified this.
Lo ngumnumzana Jilumbu Mutenda olilunga leMthokazi Republic Party obexoxa ecingweni lo sithandekile mhlanga weStudio 7 eseBhinga. Abesifazana abangamajumi ayisikhombisa 70 bancintise kukhetho oluqhutshwe kuviki edluleyo kuzihlalo ezilikhulu lamajumi amabili 120 kwanqoba abangamajumi amabili lanye lane 24 njalo wesifazana oyedwa obekukhetho lokudinga umongameli welizwe unkosikazi Elizabeth Valario kanqobanga u-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
Umhlaba jikelele lezi zilwane zakuleli zikhathazekile ngenani eliphansi labesifazana abenelise ukunqoba kukhetho uma kuqathaniswa lokhetho oludlule luka 2018. Isakhamuza kobulawa inkosazana Bekezela Mguni uthi ukhathazekile ngenani eliphansi elingene kukhetho.
Siqede ukudlula ekhethweni mhlaka 23 August 2023 and nxa sikhangela njengenhlanganiso esebenza nabantu abangomama, inani labantu abangomama abangenele lolu khetho beluphansi kakhulu ngezizathu ezishiyeneyo, kodwa esokuqala esikhangelwayo isizathu se-nomination fee, imali okumele kumele uyibhadale ukuze ungenele ukuba ngu-MP kumbe ukuba ngu-president. Ngeyinye yezizathu encendezela abantu abangomama ukuthi babe yingxenye kulolukhetho.
Unkosazana Sichelesile Mahlangu onqobe esigabeni sephumula kobulawayo laye ukhala ngokwehla kwenani labesifazana abenelise ukuphatheka lokunqoba kukhetho lwalonyaka.
Nxa ngithi ngiyakhangela indlela omama okwenzakale ngakhona angilakujabula ngoba besikhangele ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa kumbe omama behlulekile ngabe sithole lobo mama bafika kumbe kubo-90 but nxa ngikhangela sithole only 21 edalele ephalamende njalo even kuma-councils ethu omama babe balutshwane kakhulu ngingazi ukuthi omama besabeni kumbe kube yikhona okuyana esikujayeleyo ukuthi omama balokwesaba kumbe balokwethusirwa bahle wayesaba ukuthi baye phambili.
Umqondisi we-Girls Table, inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abasakhulayo, unkosazana Samukeliso Chuma uthi abangene ngokuvotelwa edale bangamashumi amabili lanye.
Bakithi mina akula okuningi engingakutsho ngodaba lolu lokuthi kule nani elilutshwana. Inani labomama abakhethwe ukhetho oludlulileyo akumelanga lisethuse, this should not be shocking to us. Angeke sikhangele inani eliphezulu kubomama ephalamende, amabandla ezombusazwe wona ehluleka ukubakhetha kuqhutha ama-primaries. We cannot start talking about women being elected into office when we failed to practice internal democracy within ama political parties. So amelanga kusethuse.
Inombolo ezikhulunywa unkosazana Chuma yizo njalo ezikhulunywa iZimbabwe Gender Commission, njalo bathi basaphakathi kokuhlolisisa besebenza leZimbabwe Electoral Commission ukuthi batsho ukuba abesifazana abanqobe kukhetho lwekhansili bangaki, ngoba okwamanje abakabi lenani lelo. Lonyaka abesifazana abangu 70 bangene bancintisa kuzihlalo ezingu-210 zedale lephalamende, okuyisilinganiso sechumi lanye ekhulwini, kuqathaniswa labesilisa abangu-637. Ngo-2018 kwaba labesifazana abangu-237, okuba yisilinganiso sechumi lanye ekhulwini, 14.4%, kuthi abesilisa baba yi-1648 ngomnyaka ka-2018. Kwaba lamabandla angu-55 angena kukhetho, kuthi lonyaka kube langu-19 elilodwa lakhona limelwe ngunkosikazi Elizabeth Valerio obengowesifazana oyedwa phakathi kwabesilisa abalichumi njalo kanqobanga kulolu khetho. Ngimele umsakazi we-Studio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Siyongena kusigaba esilandelayo, siyesikhangela ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umnumzana Robert Sonov wayesebenza esigodleni sakwalemelika kule-Russia okuthiwa wathapha imnikwo yezomvikela okungekho emthethweni ube umiswe emthethwandaba namuhla. Elemelika lithi ele-Russia libophe uSonov okungekho emthethweni. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Akwaziwa ukuba ukuphi omele ele-France kwele-Niger kulandela isinqumo sabathuthuna intambo zombuso ebathi kumele aphume aphele kulelo lizwe. Bayingcosana abantu abahlolwa amazinyo kabili ngomnyaka njengalokhu okukhuthazwa ngabenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Dental Association ethi kuqakathekile ukwenza lokhu. Abantu abaningi bathi kabanelisi ukuya kubodokotela ngenxa yesimo esibi somnotho eZimbabwe. kubika uMark Peter Ntambe.
Unkosikazi Chieta kaparole minyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayisithupha uthi gazi hluphi lomdeni wakhe ukuyahlolwa amazinyo ngoba gabala mali. Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Innocent Denga laye othi gazi hluphi ngokuyahlolwa amazinyo njalo. Unkosikazi Charity Nemakonde ubusimo esifanayo.
Kunehamba vele sekungasayenzi ukuba la mazinyo amagamzi akho abe sekuphuma amathumba.
Unkosikazi Lindiwe Sibanda uthi abantu abaningi baqhakathekisa ukuthenga ukudla hatshi ukuyahlolwa amazinyo.
Amazinyo vele aqhakathekanga ke. Aqhakatheka ngamazinyo sibili ngokuthi ngiyakwanisa ukuthi ngiphile lezinyo lami libuhlungu kodwa ngisile. Ngizafuna ukushipha la izinyo lami ngiphinde ngiswele ukudla futhi ngizalidla izinyo lami lankhona.
Udokotela Lasdama ngisho unobhala ejikelele wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Dental Association uthi izifo eziphezulu ababhekana lazo kumsebenzi wabo zigoqela ukubola kwamazinyo okuyikho kubanga elikhulu ukwedlula okunye kulandelwa yikopha kwensini lokulimala emlonyeni.
Kuqakathekile ukuthi sikhuphe sisebenzisa i-tooth brush le fluoride toothpaste ekondileyo.
Udokotela Amandishe uthi akumelanga abantu besebenzise ukuvungula amazinyo ngoba kungaba yingozi.
That those things they damage your gums.
Lokhu kuyalimaza ama-gums. Kuphazamise lokulimaza amazinyo.
Uthi udubo lokulimala emlonyeni dental trauma ngolunye abahlangana labo kumsebenzi wabo.
Kusilinganiso ekhulwini singathi lolu dubo lukubanga lwe-60%.
Umnumzana Pride Shoniwa okhokhela inhlanganiso ye-Polite Africa uthi abantu bengameleli ukuhlaselwa yizifo zamazinyo.
So there are things that people should be doing that they need to practice and they must be practicing that, like maybe.
Okukhathazekileyo yikuvikela kulokuhlolwa lokwelatshwa ngamadentist.
Udokotela George Danda owelapha ngendlela ye-naturopathy uthi bahlangana nabantu abasebenzisa indlela yendulo abathi ibelapha kakuhle. Uhlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezempilakahle lubikwa lusahlola ukuthi baningi kanganani abantu elizweni abahlutshwa ke yizifo zamazinyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nginguMark Peter Ntambe.
Amapolisa aqhubekela phambili egcwele endaweni eziningi zelizwe ikakhulu emadolobheni kulandela ukwethula kwempumela yokhetho lukamongameli. I-ZANU-PF ithi amapolisa la ahlose ukuvikela uZulu. Kodwa amalunga amabandla aphikisayo athi lokhu kwenzela ukwethusela lokuhlukumeza abantu. Kubika uTabo Kancube.
Ibandla leZANU-PF lithi ukugcwala kwamapolisa endaweni eziningi zelizwe akumangalisi. Isikhulumeli saleli bandla umnumzana Farai Marapira uthi umuntu owethuswa lipolisa ngumuntu olecala. Unobhala webandla leFreedom Alliance umnumzana Nhlanhla Moses Ncube uthi lonyaka iZANU-PF ayilathuba lokwenza ekufunayo.
Okuseleyo kwakhathi ezimbonathi kuza kuba nzima ukuthi iZANU yenze ekufunayo. Ikakhulu nxa kuyikuthi amazwe la abekhona inhlanganiso ebezikhona oSADC lezinye zilusolile ukhetho lolu, kusho ukuthi ke isiguleka amadolo iZANU.
Ekhuluma leStudio 7 uFortune Mlalazi owebandla leTCCC uthe amapolisa ahamba ehlukumeza abantu.
Efaka amapolisa agcwele indawo zonke ahamba ezitritini ehlukumeza abantu. Khonokho kuvele kujwayelekile ukuthi uhulumeni akwenze ukuthi asebenzise amapolisa kunye ne-army ukuthi ahlukumeze abantu. Nguhulumende ovele ehlala evika ngamapolisa, amapolisa apoliticized. Ngokusolwa kwenhlanhla yisona isimo saseZimbabwe. Uhulumende uyakwazi ispecializano PF ubana abantu bathukuthele emadolobheni, abantu bayafuthelana ngenxa yokutshontshwa kokhetho abakwenzileyo.
Ngumbiko okhutshwe izolo esikhulumeni samapolisa eZimbabwe Republic Police, u-Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyathi uthe kulokuthula elizweni njalo amapolisa khona elungiselele ukuvikela uZulu. Ekhuluma le Studio 7 isikhulumeli sika Mongameli welizwe uMnumzana George Charamba uxwayise abantu ukuthi bengayengeki batshengisele njengoba belungiselele ukumisa lokho. Usole njalo umbiko weSADC ngokhetho olusanda kuqhutshwa. Kusenjalo unobhala wenhlanganiso yabalwa impi eZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association uMnumzana Douglas Maia ekhuluma nentatheli izindaba eseHarare uthe umsebenzi wenhloli zokhetho ezeSADC ngokuhlola ukhetho kuphela hachi ukukhokhela lolu khetho. Wengeze esithi ilizwe leZimbabwe alingeke latshela okokwenza ngumuntu owehluleka ukukhokhela insonto. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseWashington DC, nginguTabo Kancube.
Manje sike size ukuthi bathina abantu ngezokhetho olusanda kuqhutshwa kweZimbabwe.
Hayi kamlanga uThabani Ngwenya. Eya impumelelo yokhetho, hayi kunzima lokho siyakubona kuyenziwa kodwa ke. Singathi kunzima ngoba hey asikazidida nathi kuyazidida nathi umkhathi. Intando yabantu yenziwa sekutheni, intando yabantu yenziwa nini. Ngoba lokho esikubonayo nathi hayi asikwazi. Sesifisa ukuthi ngabe uhulumeni ukhethwa ngendlela abantu abafisa ngayo kumbe abantu abazizwa ngayo bazikhethele uhulumeni wentando yabo. Kodwa lokho esikubonayo lamhlanje hayi kuyadanisa kakhulu. Kuyasidanisa kakhulu, asazi ukuthi lo okwenzayo kumbe uma kwenziwa yiyona izani uqobo. Bayasithanda, bayabathanda abantu beZimbabwe noma bayenzela ayenza nje intando yabo abanandaba ukuthi abantu kweba yini ngoba kambe ngendlela nje abayenza ngayo kusho khona ukuthi kambe nesajakhi iyanuchitha lolu khetho ngokuthi alwenziwe ngendlela eqondiyo aliqhutshwa ngendlela eraiti. Okusho khona ukuthi iZimbabwe emveni kwalolu khetho oro kuwona la ma-result asikewa-announcile bayokuphuma na bazokuphuma na kusadakhi eze-region bazophuma yini ngokuba le nto yabo ayikho. Inzima nje lento abasenzayo ibuhlungu futhi isenza sizithole singazazi ukuthi kathi siqhubeke sinuthemba ukhetho noma size namanye ama-plans amasha angaphandle kokhetho ngokuba ukhetho ngathi akusebenzi lokho, akusebenzi. Asazi nje, asazi, sikhona nje asazi. Singuzulu weZimbabwe sibhekile, hayi kuyasidanisa kakhulu ukuthi uma uqeda ukuvota uvotile nawe ubhekile ukuthi nembala kuyona le ndawo, hayi akekho umuntu wonke uhluphekile sefuna utshintsho. Kodwa ubona utshintsho lwakhona lungafiki. Isabani engako okwenza ukuthi yona ifuna ukuhlala kuphela embusweni? Yini engako eyenzile ebantwini? Kanti kungangena omunye uhulumeni abe musha kade bonke ngamaphathi eZimbabwe, kambe ukhona ongafisa ukuthi iZimbabwe ingabi right? Asazi phela ngoba ayi le nto eyenzakayo lana. Hayi ngiyabonga msakazi, ngiyabonga.
Yes, ulukandaba lokho ngokunye kwangikhona ke okhulunywa ngabantu kuStudio 7 sike sibone kuFacebook page yethu yeVO Indebele ukuthi silani khonapha ke. Siyabona ke ukuthi abantu baphosela sibili okunenge kulo senhlanhla Mathemba ude kuzima kwele Zimbabwe asikwazi ukuthi siyaphephelaphi. Kuzobuya ke uMark K Masuku la uthi yebantu sithole nzima asikwazi ukuthi kuyahamba njani elizweni lakwele Zimbabwe singazani ke sabhekwa impisi. Kuzobuya uSandra Moyo uthi yamadoda lapha ke siphakathi kwelitshe lembokodo kwethu okukhulu akula mkhosi. Kuzobuya ke omunye laye uthi ke nguLawrence Lawrence Nyoni uthi i-defense yamuzwa kakhulu. Ye singakagqiba uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje sibe kwazi ukuthi ku-live talk namhlanje ke sixoxa ngezokhetho ukuthi pho kuyiwa phambili kuyakwenziwani. Ye singakagqiba uhlelo lwethu kothi ke sikhangele bezikhokhela. Kuyakuxokozela kwele Zimbabwe kulandela impumela yokhetho echothozwa ngabaningi loba isekelwa ngumongameli Emerson Mnangagwa lebandla lakhe. Kuzokuthi amabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo kwele Botswana selobele inhlanganiso ye-Southern African Development Committee besithi kumele kubizwe umhlangano omkhulu kukhulunywe ngokhetho lokwele Zimbabwe. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu olivalisa ngenjabulo ngumthembo osithembayo uKip Dube. Lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.